Father Paolo, thank you so much for coming here to the International Peace Institute. You were expelled from Syria earlier this year, and after 3 decades in the country, can you tell us what happened?
The monastery and myself, we have been acting in the past 20 years for interreligious dialogue, and more consistently for the building of a civil society on grass level for sustainable development, and also sometimes even fighting some cases of corruption in the church and the society. And we have been active in regional projects for culture of peace, like the Abraham Path Initiative. And all this brought us to some frictions with the power, with the regime, and by 2010, our activity was completely frozen. The dialogue was the interreligious dialogue, cultural activities, even environmental issues have been completely frozen or forbidden. Then by March 2011, my residence was blocked, so I was not able to come out of the country, otherwise I would not be able to go back. And by when we started with the Reconciliation Initiative, asking for freedom of opinion and expression as conditions for reconciliation action in the country, my presence came to a big difficulty. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs asked my bishop to send me out of the country. Then there was a reaction of the people, and so there was a kind of a deal. During those last months of violence and repression and massacres, I was not able to stay silent anymore. And I wrote an open letter to Kofi Annan, the old General Secretary and Chief of the Initiative for the UN and the Arab League, and this went to the end of my stay with the under pressure my bishop asked me to go.
In many ways, the current crisis is not a surprise to you, wasn't a surprise to you. In summary, what were the main causes of that led to the current situation, to the crisis?
Many people thought that Mr. Bashar al-Assad, with the help of his wife, a very well-educated person, will be able to be the protagonist of the democratic mutation, translation into full democracy for Syria. In fact, the regime was already ideologically empty. The Baas ideology came to an end of his motivations and values with a clear failure as a project. And so far, the Syrian regimes more and more was just an association of family interests. And the liberalization of the country from the previous socialist structure without democratization facilitate the mafia trend. And so in spite to have more democracy, we have had less state, less consistency, less respect of the law altogether. So the change didn't come, and the growing of tension, people asking for rights, people asking for the change, and the tension was very high in the last years already. The repression on human rights activists, on politicians asking for freedom, was already very strong. So the Arab Spring has been the occasion for the explosion of the situation, and also to show this new protagonist, the youth, the Arab youth, an incredible marvelous protagonist is the fruit, I don't know, of the big values rooted in the families and in society that have been coming up with this astonishing great expression of political awareness.
However, since the protest started early 2011, there has been a very sharp militarization, particularly in the most recent period. Do you think that this has been a mistake? And do you think that it could have been avoided?
The problem is that Syria has been used as the conflictual space for regional and international tensions. First of all, the Sunni-Shiite tension, Iranian Gulf nations tension, and also the Russia and NATO new Cold War or little Cold War. And Syria is paying the high price for this tensions that has paralyzed the action of the United Nations that should have protected the Syrians from the wild repression of the Pacific Revolution of the Syrians. From the first day, the repression was absolutely non-proportioned and immediately violent. The use of terror and tortures has been systematic, and the jailing of innocent people has been absolutely universal, and it's not astonishing that soldiers had been ordered to fight and to use the weapons against their own people just went away to create a free army to defend the revolution. So I believe in non-violent action, and I believe in international non-violent action. That's why I was for the Arab League initiative and the Kofi Annan initiative. But we have to recognize that the people in the end, they have the right to defend themselves.
Are we headed for civil war, do you think now, or if it's not already a civil war, are we headed for even a deterioration into a sectarian war?
This is an important discussion in Syria. My position from June 2011, so from 14 months, is the civil war already started. And the two phenomena go together as a twin reality. The revolution all over the country and the civil war in the West, where the Sunni villages and quarters in Homs, for example, are contrasted by the villages or part of the town that are mainly Alawites with other minorities. So in this context, obviously, the situation of the Christian become unbearable because I blocked between the two conflictual actors, and this is a disaster for the community, and mostly the Christian go away or are obliged to go with the militias, or so it's a terrible situation. So the revolution all over the country repressed by the violence of the regime, and the civil war ongoing in the West. The risk is also a condition of civil war for the Kurdish area, so we have big risks.
Right, so are they each minority and or majority headed for mutual extermination?
For the west of Syria and some part of Damascus, this is a real risk. So we need immediately the UN to come in, assume responsibility to protect the civilians and to forbid this kind of massive massacres. So this should be acted immediately, asking for the practice of responsibility of the United Nations altogether. Outside of that, I see just a revolution heavily repressed, and the regime is falling and going in pieces. But obviously, as much as the international community is not able to help the revolution to go to the end and the fight continues, so then there is massacres and there is crimes from the regime toward the population. The population are shelled in the town, and so there is a war crime against people that is committed by the regime itself.
But is Syria so divided in sectarian terms? Has it always been so divided in sectarian terms? Can we talk about different confessions uniformly for or against the regime? Is this...
Certainly not.
We have Alawites and Christians in the revolution, together with Kurdish and Druze and all kind of Sunnites. The Sunnites are very many kinds. We say Sunnite is not one kind. You have Sufi people, Muslim brothers, moderate people, liberal Sunni Muslims, Salafite, extreme Salafism, and Qaeda people. So you have all this is too much to be called just Sunnis. So this should be kept in mind. Syria has a vocation of being a place of harmony and reconciliation between different groups. That's why I address the international community and the Syrians, saying we need Syrian-Syrian dialogue, especially to fight back this idea of the Shiite-Sunni contraposition. This should not happen. Syria is a place for harmony for all the Muslims and Christians. There was many Jews living in Syria, in Damascus and Aleppo, and so Syria is a project of harmony, should be kept as such and promoted. The regime was not the right solution to keep the Syrian harmony. It was not, has been using the Syrian mosaic as a justification for the regime, but it's a bad justification.
Aren't we seeing that most of the rebel fighters, most of the rebel fighting is being carried out by Muslims? It appears to us in the images that we see through the different types of media. And then certainly, you know, very clearly there's a phenomenon of extremist Muslims fighting in Syria. Do you not think that they are taking hostage the whole of the revolution?
The Syrian people are religious. Even the Christian did not go to the manifestation to participate. They will go in the mosque on Friday in order to start from the mosque when they come out. This is the styling of the revolution in Syria, because the Muslim attitude of holy fight for values that you are ready to die for is certainly the pattern of the Syrian fight. But I'll not say, at least not in the beginning and until now, that the revolution is the hostage of the Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army is aware, and it is explicitly declaring the will to be in the service of a civil, democratic, pluralist Syria. And if there have been, war crimes from parts or a little group inside the Syrian armed reaction to the regime, this is a fact and obviously should be healed, but this, I don't see it as the overall. If the international community stay watching, then there will be more extremists in, and some parts of Syria will be really under the power, and the risk for minorities will be enormous.
But you say that the international community has more to do and should intervene, but wouldn't that be counterproductive in many ways? Do you have specific proposals to the United Nations, to the international community to intervene? Isn't it at the end of the day, you know, a lot of analysts argue that just as many people will get killed?
The many people have been already killed, and more will be killed because of the unresponsibility of the United Nations. The regime, the present regime, is not legal anymore, under whatever a consideration, should be drawn out, and the United Nations should help to create an intermediate government. and with the presence on the ground in order to forbid the population to fight each other in terms of civil war. So I don't see the no-fly zone is not enough. It can be a solution for Aleppo, because in Aleppo there is not a risk of civil war on the ground. But elsewhere, the no-fly zone by itself is certainly not enough, because the civil war will go ahead without helicopters. Is it clear? And so we need more responsibility. The problem is that until now, the fight is to take or to keep Syria. The West want to take Syria, and Russia want to keep Syria. The Arab Sunni, they want to take Syria, and Iran wants to keep Syria. This is a bad fight. We should come together with the idea that Syria should be a neutral country like Austria after the Second World War, not siding for each of the four parts that are fighting there, and trying to be Syria for all the Syrians, and so a Syria of harmony for harmony in the Middle East.
Just lastly, I wanted to ask you about the latest developments in Syria. Do you know the latest defection of allegedly of the prime minister, etc.? Do you think that the regime is crumbling? Do you think it could fall any time?
The regime, yes, but this will not stop the war. The regime group, the state can be destroyed, falling apart. But the regime has a mafia of power that will try to fight to the end, or they will withdraw to their mountains west of Syria.